morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon, going to be with you for about 55 minutes today. This is a great show about a great play that's taking place right now at Berkshire Theater Group. And two of the lovely actors, and there's others that aren't as lovely, but we'll have them on later. Corinna May and Hannah Casella. And I've known Hannah. Hannah, how long have I known you?
A long, long time.
She started at Berkshire Theater Group. Oh, golly. How old were you?
Well, I first started at BTG when I was nine.
Nine. And you're in college now.
I'm out of college.
I knew that.
Freshly. It's only been a couple of years.
You can't be out of college because you are out of college.
Yes.
Wow. Anyhow, Hannah's out of college, and she's in this play. It's called Lincoln. And I'm going to the whole show is about this play. I have been forever captivated by Lincoln as a person, as a courageous person. And then I had the honor and the privilege of walking Gettysburg. And that even brought me more into Lincoln and the Civil War. And the actors that have been chosen for this play are some of the very best. And I don't say that because I love these people, but I am honest. And you know, all of you who've been watching this program for the past 20 years will know if I don't like a program, I don't like a show, I don't say a bad word about it. I just never say a word about it. Lincoln, it's a must see this summer. And it's at the Unicorn. And Corinna, tell us your part. Tell us what you play.
Yeah. I have to say it has been and continues to be a real thrill to be in this play, Abe Lincoln in Illinois, which was written in 1938, and I think won a Pulitzer Prize in 1939, and it's one of the, you know, it had 39 actors in it when it was first produced, and we're doing it with 11. But on today's stages, to do a play with 11 actors is still a big deal.
Oh, it's a huge deal.
Right? Because we've really been doing smaller and smaller cast plays. So first of all, it's a thrill to be with so many actors. Secondly, it's a thrill to be with so many amazing actors telling this story in a really theatrical way. You know, there are things that the theater can do that no other medium can do.
Exactly.
And we all play a lot of different parts, and we switch, you know, in that sort of theatrical way where somebody will, you know, that we have our base costume and then somebody will throw on a hat and pick up a walking stick, or, you know, put on a skirt or take the skirt off and be in trousers. Or so we're fluid in terms of age and gender. So we're not up there imitating historical people. It's not mimicry. It's really about finding the essence of these characters. So, which is a long way of saying I play Nancy Green, that my two main parts, I play a lot of small parts, are Nancy Green, who was Bowling Green's wife. They were the really Abe Lincoln's family. I mean, they were his, really the people who looked after him and supported him and got him through some very difficult times in his young life. And Bowling Green really was the one who got him into politics. And you know, they loved him. They loved him and they supported him. And then I also play Stephen Douglas in the debates. And one of the great things I love about how David Auburn has cast this is I play the people who play Nancy and Bowling Green also play. Oh, I'm sorry. My Zoom thing sends up balloons. I don't know how to turn it off. But we also play Abe and Stephen Douglas. So I play Stephen Douglas in the debates opposite the same person that I play husband and wife with in the first act. So it's lovely to see these different relationships as they flow through the play.
And I will say this because I've seen Corinna in numerous roles over the years. I can believe you can play these two parts. I really can. Yeah, because your skill, you've mastered your craft, and you. But here's the beautiful part about you, and I have to say this. He sent me a check. Dave, her husband, said I had to say something nice about him. $20, but hey, you know, they have so mastered their craft, but they continue to take on that had to be a huge challenge for you.
Yeah, it's one. It has been. It really, really was. And I got to say, what prepared me for it. I mean, I've been, I read a lot of history. I read the debates, but Robert Sherwood made up a lot of it, right? Or pieced it together from different things. So it's not strictly Douglas's words at the debate. But what prepared me for it was all the Shakespeare, because Shakespeare is sort of the great rhetoric with emotion and with storytelling, right? So Douglas is a great, he was the celebrity politician of his time. He was considered an astonishing orator. And really it's always about storytelling and connecting with your audience. So, it's been a challenge, and I have been humbled by the experience, and also, I'm really having a great time now, even though Douglas is the bad guy, but there has to be a bad guy to set up the good guy. There has to be.
Yeah. And you said it earlier on, and I will say it again. There is absolutely nothing that can compare with being in a wonderful live performance, really and truly. I mean, you can watch a movie, you get up and get popcorn, you get a glass of soda. What you when I go, and I say this to everybody, when you go to a live show, pack up all your little cares and troubles and worries and tie a bow on it and leave it outside the door and then go inside. I've said this for 100 years that I've been on the radio. Enjoy the play, because trust me, no one will solve any of your problems while you're in there. I know for a fact. Hannah, tell me now, what parts are you playing and how have you prepared?
Yeah, I got to take on a very cool role on this and have been understudying the women in the cast. And it's been so amazing watching this cast do their work, and their craft is beautiful. And
they are
the most authentic human storytelling, as we were just discussing. The chemistry, the work, all of it has been so cool to watch. In my understudy work, getting to see the cast in the room has been incredible. And I've understudied a couple shows at BTG, but this one is really special because it's the only one that I've ever been able to do work on that has had so much history, real history. And getting to see the cast openly ask questions and go to the book to find the answer has been so cool. So I think it honors a lot of the truth and the fact in humanity and in our country's history. And that's been really amazing to watch. And I feel so honored that I got to be in the room through the process, and get to see the performances has been amazing.
And Hannah too, now for folks, Hannah has been on a bunch of productions at Berkshire Theater Group since she was a little kiddo. And then what I always admired about Hannah, and I have to say this, as she became a high schooler, a teenager, a colleger, she mentored the little kids. She never was above. You were wonderful to the little kids there, and I'm so glad you're staying with the craft, because I really think you have a lot a lot to offer.
Thanks. That is so nice to say. I mean, that's the coolest part about BTG for me has been being able to step into that role and then also have the opportunity to have all these great actors to look up to as well. And
yeah,
just like the world of theater and storytelling is so broad and there's a spot for everyone. And it's just like so nice to see and a constant reminder of that when I work at BTG.
And folks, it's at the Unicorn. It's playing now. Now, I have some just to kind of promote. Tuesday, the 18th, the 20th, June 20th, Thursday, 2 p.m., Thursday, 7 p.m. There's a matinee on Thursday. The 21st at 7 p.m. and the 22nd, Saturday at 2 p.m. And there's more dates, but they didn't print out.
Wait. We're running through. I can pop in, Bill. We're running through July 14th.
Oh, good, good, good. Thank you.
Yeah, so it's a good long run, and we've got matinees and evenings, and you know, so find a time that suits you, and yeah, so you'll have lots of chances. Bring your friends.
And the Unicorn, to me, you're almost on the stage with people. It's a wonderful close theater, I love going there. I really do, because it, like I said, you're almost on the stage with the actors, and you become part of the play. I do. I become engrossed in it. I can't take my eyes off the stage. But when we talk about this play, and there's a lot, and Corinna, you made a very interesting point. Since COVID, and a lot of productions are scaled down to two or three actors. Mm-hmm. There's 11 actors, you said, in this?
11 actors. 11 actors taking on, I don't even know how many roles. I haven't counted them. And the great thing is also that, you know, there's music, there's that we sing. We build the scenery. I used the word theatrical earlier, but there's, because it's a good play, there's a lot of really funny moments. There's a lot of sort of touching moments, but it's also getting to see a group of people who are really good at what they do.
Yes.
Telling a really compelling story. You know, I think people sometimes go, oh, well, is it going to be a history lesson? It's the it's the furthest thing. It's you know, it's really getting to travel with this iconic figure and see his humanity, but not just humanity, but, you know, but he was a flawed human being who shifted and changed and worked on becoming what he became and faced his fears and faced his, here's a guy who got into debt because his best friend, he and a friend opened a store, and his friend was liked whiskey too much and drank up all the whiskey. And this young man, Abe Lincoln, assumed responsibility for all the debts, and by golly, he paid all those debts off,
yes,
even though
did.
It took him 17 years. I mean, he was a man, everyone agrees, he was a man of honor, and people liked him, and yet he had a lot of, you know, a lot of inner doubts and fears, and who doesn't?
Hmm.
So I think we can go to the theater and we can see ourselves and the struggles that we all have and how we overcome them with the help of community, with the help of inspiration, with the help of a higher purpose. Anyway, all that.
well, what you captured is what I like to refer to, humanity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know there's some people that believe they're perfect, and probably their mother told them they were perfect. But we are all flawed. And we all would like to be perfect. I think a lot of us strive to be better than we are. But when someone sits down and captures this, and then you guys portray it, to me, it doesn't get any better in life. How long is the run? How long is the show?
You mean the running time of the show? Or
right, yes.
How long is the evening?
Yes.
It's a classic American three-act play, although David's Auburn's adaptation is much leaner than the he's taken out some characters and he's shifted some of the action, so he's streamlined some of it. So it's three acts with two intermissions, so you get to have two chances to go have coffee, and people are always buzzing about it, right? So much noise, and I think all told, you'll get out in a clean 3 hours.
But it's like
Shakespeare, any Shakespeare,
And I want to pick up on that just a little bit. You mentioned it earlier. I've had Alan Barrows on for their season. And I've said this before, but for these lovely people and new audience, I wouldn't have gone to see a Shakespeare play with a gun to my head, because I read it in the ninth grade and then again in high school, and it was like, oh my God, will it ever end? But then a lady by the name of Kathy Yan, who was taught advanced placement English, not in my class. We were last place English. But she said, Bill, go to Shakespeare and Company and see a Shakespearean play performed by Shakespearean actors. And remember this, Shakespeare was never meant to be read. It was meant to be acted. And boy, it was like an epiphany. I was King Lear. I walked out of there like, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I say this to you, Corinna May, you're a seasoned actress, and Hannah, you're almost seasoned. I can't make you seasoned already. I got socks holding you.
Sure, I get it.
But I have a friend who I gave tickets to who is legally blind. And he's a jokester too. But he said, it was a musical, and he said afterwards, Bill, the music was great, the singing was great, and the dancing. And I went, he said, I could, and this is, I think, an important piece for actors. I could feel the dance. Mm. So you never know when you're up on stage and you're performing, who in that audience, you may be changing their life. You know, and Corinna, you're a very seasoned actor. And what did you do to prepare for this part? People always ask me, how did I get ready to do it?
Well, you know, I mean, the truth is, I have a friend who once said, a very dear friend of mine, who's a brilliant director and acting teacher and actor. And somebody once, he said, one of his students once asked him how he could be like another director teacher who's also a dear friend. And he said, go back to your childhood and read as many, just start reading and don't stop reading.
Yes.
And so I think when people say, how did you prepare? Every actor, I mean, Hannah's been doing this since she was 9.
Yeah.
And if you saw her in Secret Garden last summer, you can see, and you could say to Hannah, how did you prepare for that? Well, she got interested in this, right? And probably whatever you were doing before you were 9. You get interested in storytelling, and you start to get, and you get interested in language, and you fall in love with all of that. And then, you know, I mean, if it, so whatever I've been doing for the last however many decades I've been doing this, as well as all my teaching, where I have to articulate to my acting students, you know, here's how you build an argument. Here's how you get an audience to follow you. Here's how you bring the language to life for your audience. So all of that, plus, you know, staying hydrated, doing your vocal warm-ups, doing your physical warm-ups, finding the physicality of the character, trying to get inside their head and how they think, what's driving them. And not only what's driving the character, but what's driving the playwright. What does the playwright want this character to be doing in this story? Right.
That's an excellent point. No one's ever said that. That's an excellent point.
Because like Stephen Douglas, part of the job of the character of Stephen Douglas is to set up Abe Lincoln.
Right.
Right. So you can't just go up there and do a historic reenactment. That won't work. You have to look at, you know, and Douglas and Lincoln knew each other for a decade. They went up against each other, you know, for a long time. Eventually ran for president against each other. But so it's this whole, you know, you steep yourself in all this, you prepare your body, your voice, your instincts, you know, like an athlete, you do all your pregame stuff, and then you go out there and you play with that audience that showed up for that night.
Right.
And you tune into them and you bring them into your world and you know, you listen to them and we're all sort of breathing in the same air. And which is also part of what's magical about theater is it that audience is seeing that performance. That performance is unique for that audience.
And it will never be the same, exactly the same again.
Never be exactly the same.
Hannah, how do you prepare, hon?
I was just going to say, I wanted to add to thinking about it, going back to your childhood makes so much sense because kids go through the why phase. Like, what? Why? What do you mean? Why?
Yeah.
And that's like an actor never gets out of the why phase.
So true.
You know, it's just like such a curiosity for humanness.
Yeah.
And why was this the situation? Or why did they say that? Why am I saying this line? And just that general question, I think, captures it all.
What an interesting point. This has been your explanations of how and what this means and how you get to this point of walking on a stage and performing another person through you. That's always, you know, I didn't do well in drama in high school because I couldn't figure out the stage left was right and the stage right was left. And I was always in the wrong place. And then I would forget my lines. So they just put me in a glee club. But folks, I want you to get to see this. It's Abe Lincoln in Illinois. It's a classic. But I will tell you, the cast in this play, starting with the two that you see here, Corinna May and Hannah, and Corinna's the better half of that, but David Atkins, accomplished and wonderful people, but they're also spectacular actors. Same with Hannah. I mean, Hannah is grown up in the theater. That's pretty sick. That's pretty right to say, isn't it correct? I mean, you started when you were a young kid. You've grown up into a beautiful young lady at Berkshire Theater Group.
Yeah, it has. I would say that is true to say.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, and it's playing, Corinna, tell me one more time through July.
Yeah, we're playing through July 14th. And one other thing that I want to say about this play, and you know, it's something that's happening a lot these days in theater, is that these historic stories are being retold with a 21st century group of actors.
Yeah.
So you have three different actors playing Lincoln. We have a multicultural, we have a multigendered, we have a multi-ethnic, we definitely have a multi-age. I think I must be the grandma in the cast. You know, this wide range of people bringing their wide ranges of experience and their perspectives in the room and everybody and what Hannah said about the chemistry, like there's David Auburn, he's so terrific. I mean, he is terrific at many things. One thing he's really terrific at is getting a cast that works together, you know, like a real team.
Yes.
And like a dance. He's really good at that. And he's, you know, as a director, he trusts his actors. He's picked them. He's brought them together. Yeah. He trusts them. He lets them bring their gifts to the room. Every now and then he'll give you a little course correction, or he'll say, let's do this or let's try that. He listens.
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah. which listen, listening, when you're in a room with 11 creative artists with their opinions and their thoughts and their questions, and to be holding all of that in a way that we can all feel free to do our work.
Yeah.
It's a gift, and it doesn't happen it doesn't happen all that often. I mean, you know, it happens, but to get 11 people who can all dance together as beautifully as we are, that's a real testament to the leader. That's a real testament. And Kate's really great about hiring.
Yeah.
About hiring directors who can lead the dance that way.
Yeah, there's a lot of trust on every level, cast, creative.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Illustrative, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't say enough good things about Kate McGuire and Eric. But what they do and what they've done with that theater, because I've been doing the radio a long time, and I can remember when it first opened, and it was like, you know, tuxedos and the hoity-toity. But then they brought in, what was it, the blue collar, some guy from that comedy, and packed the place. They did an extra show, and Kate made it the theater available to everybody, and that to me is brilliant. Folks, I want to just give you a number because I know we're a morning show, we're in and out, and the call to get tickets, call 413-997-4444. That's the box office. For more information, go to info@Berkshire Theater, and it's spelled the European way. Theater is spelled T-H-E-A-T, ready? Ari, Berkshire Theater, group. And don't miss this play for your own self this summer. Do something. Get involved with the arts. I know a lot of people say, oh, I don't know about that, Bill. I don't. Well, you know what? Go to one. You'll be just like me. I went to a Shakespearean play, and I haven't missed many since. And you learn from them. You really do learn from going to plays and watching theatrical performances. Corinna said it perfectly. If you go Tuesday after, or Wednesday afternoon, or Wednesday night, or Saturday afternoon, that play will never be performed again. You've seen that play, that performance. One of the things I want to say, too, that I noticed at Berkshire Theater Group, the audience can sense, and you guys know this far better than I do, the audience can sense if there's friction between the actors. I'm not going to say where, I was at a play where it literally jumped out at you that this guy is really having some issues with this guy. Mm. And it was uncomfortable. I've never experienced that at BTG. Never. And I think that's a tribute to the directors, to Kate, to everybody there, and the actors.
Yeah.
I just can't say enough good things about you guys and what you're doing there. And again, if Abe Lincoln in Illinois, it could be probably one of the best things you do this summer.
I agree, Bill.
I agree.
I think Kate has really, Kate
yeah.
is a bold producer. And she, you know, a lot of producers would say, oh, we can't do that. We can't do that. That's too much, too big, too. But she says, you know, she says, let's bring this story to the people. She says, let's do this. She says, let's figure out a way to do this. She really gets inspired and wants to bring, you know, she wants to do this. She did. That's why we did, you know, Holiday Memories in the wintertime in the courtyard. That's why she was the first.
I remember that.
During the pandemic, you know,
yep.
Because she's got this, not only this vision, but she won't be, you know, she just says, okay, obstacles, let's find a way past them. And let's do this thing that everybody's longing to do that's going to be exciting. And that's not like, you're not going to see this anywhere else. Oh. You're not going to see this anywhere else.
It's the old army saying, improvise and overcome.
That's right.
And boy, she's been doing it a long time. I forgot about that outdoor down at the Unicorn and people sitting outdoors. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Evan joined us. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Well, it's going great, if you want to know the truth. We're having a fun time talking about the play, Abe Lincoln in Illinois. I encourage people, do not procrastinate. Make the call today. Get your tickets. It's at the Unicorn down in Stockbridge. It is a magnificent theater, in my opinion, because you're close. You almost feel you can reach out and touch the actors. They get really mad when you do that. But I know for a fact. Kate lifted the restraining order that they put on me so I can go back there. But it really and truly, it would be, and I said it and I repeat myself, but when you get to be my age, you can repeat yourself. It may make your entire summer. I've had plays like that. I've had plays where they've made my summer. I talked about them on the radio. I'm not going to tell you what play. So I started getting death threats. If you talk about that one more time, you know. Hey, Corinna and Hannah, thank you so much for coming on. Break a leg, as they say. Not really, but. And please pass this on to David. You can run, but you can't hide. I will find you.
I will. Thank you, Bill. It's always a delight.
Oh, you guys are the best. Hannah, say hi to Mom and Dad in the appendage.
I will.
So we used to call her brother. That started a long time ago.
Yeah, we still call him that sometimes. That's
a good one. Oh, he's a great kid. Take care. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So, Evan, tell us about yourself. Introduce yourself.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, my name's Evan. I'm a musician. I'm a multi-instrumentalist. I currently live in Brooklyn, New York, and I'm here for Abe Lincoln in Illinois. I've been here for about a month now, and we just started the run of shows. And I'm feeling very excited about it. It's my first foray on the stage.
Well, I have to tell, let me take a little bit of a break. I didn't break because they really, and we'll be right back with Evan. This is my flag. I am a Vietnam veteran. I believe in this flag. I believe in this country. Please don't desecrate it. A lot of people are buried underneath it. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We're back, by the way. We are back. Starting the second half, I kind of flubbed up the first break, but Evan, how'd you get into music?
Well, I kind of have a similar story to what I feel like a lot of people have. You know, they got a guitar when they were like 12 years old and, you know, really wanted to learn how to play Beatles songs. and then I just fell in love with it. And I had a really amazing experience with music in high school. With Scott Killian, who worked on this Abe Lincoln in Illinois as well. He was my high school music teacher.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and he really like fostered my love for music and encouraged me to pick up all these different instruments and continue doing it into college. And now it's been the centerpiece of my life. Yeah.
Yeah, and so this is this play, Abe Lincoln in Illinois, has a significant amount of music to it.
It does, yeah. It kind of interestingly too, because it's not a musical, and it's the one part of the play that wasn't scripted going into it. I think the only song that was in the script was John Brown's Body, which is the final piece when he's leaving Illinois.
Yeah.
The cast sings it, but yeah. So we did research and figured out songs and did our own arrangements of them to fit in the transitions. Yeah.
And what do you think it adds to the play, the music piece?
I think it brings another level of humanness, I think, to
okay.
it in
yeah.
a way.
Yeah.
I think the conceit of the play is that it's a cast presenting this world to you, and I think the music just kind of goes further into that idea and presents the music that people would be playing and singing and hearing from that time, but kind of does it in a way that it sort of blurs, like it's not a time capsule where it's like a perfectly, you know, accurate, like presentation. Yeah. There's a little bit of like, this is a modern ensemble, like playing this music and presenting it. And, and I think it just sort of draws it into present day time as well.
And to me, music, 'cause I like music. Music can really enhance a production, even
yeah.
if it's not a musical. And you, mm-hmm. you know, this isn't a musical, but music
yeah.
is an adaptation that's been added to it.
Yeah, and the cast does a lot in this production. I mean, we're doing the set transitions, moving furniture pieces and things like that, and in a way that the show like embraces it, but the music sort of helps, like, you know, move that along and give a point of interest while the set pieces are changing as well.
And there's a lot of action in this play, a lot of transition from costumes and people changing, going from one gender to another gender. And
yeah,
I mean, it folks, you got to see this play. I mean, that Abe Lincoln in Illinois, it's a Pulitzer Prize winning play by Robert Sherwood. It's not a new play. It's not a
no.
new play. It's been around longer than me, even. That's like forever. But I want you to get on the phone today, get yourself some tickets at 413-997-4444. And as I said in the first half, some people are just tuning in now, this could be your play for the summer. I mean, that's how intense and how documented and well acted. I mean, you have Corinna May, you have David Atkin, you have Hannah Cassell, you have so many wonderful seasoned actors in this play, and with the music, I mean the music has to bring another dimension to it, you know, other than just dialogue.
I think so, yeah. I think it's it feels good to play this music.
Yeah.
And I think it, you know, the songs that we found are are just good songs too, you know. So a lot of which that I didn't know going into this, because it's kind of an interesting time period for music, because it's pre-Civil War, which is a very documented and beloved era of music, but this is right before it. So we had an interesting time finding pieces, but there are a lot of really, really beautiful pieces of music from that time.
I don't want to put you on a spot. Can you name a couple of the pieces so people may listen to them before they get there?
Yeah, one of my favorites is this song called Barbara Allen, which is played at the end of Act One. The play opens with Hard Times Come Again No More, which is probably one of the more popular songs that I knew from that time. It's a Stephen Foster song. John Brown's Body, obviously. And then this one piece called Believe Me If All Those Endearing Young Charms.
Yes.
It's always a hilariously long title.
They'd lose their license. I've been cautioned about it. Yeah, but that, you know, Believe Me Of All These. That makes me excited too, because these are songs that I can relate to.
Yeah.
You know, I think when we were talking about songs about, you know, Lincoln and pre-Civil War, people are going, what am I going to? But these are really songs that have been the test of time.
Totally. Yeah. There's a lot of artists who have kind of carried these songs, you know, throughout the eras. Like, I love the Pete Seeger version of Barbara Allen. He just sings it a cappella, and it's so gorgeous. Yeah.
You're talking my ear now, brother.
Yeah. I'm a big
Arlo, Pete Seeger, Joan Baez. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They were, their songs will certainly outlive their humanity on this world, and I still listen to them. I just was somewhere, to go off base a little bit, they're actually selling CDs of those songs.
Yeah. Wow.
So they're iconic.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so much you can do with them too, which was a really fun aspect of working on the play, because there's so many different versions that exist, and it's like, what is the actual, you know, version? So we had a lot of fun like stretching certain sections and repeating certain things, or, you know, to like fit the timing and the mood of the what was happening in the scenes.
What has been the most challenging part for you musically?
In the show?
Yeah.
I think, honestly, the choreography of it, not so much the, there's not really dancing. I don't mean choreography in that way, but like where to pick up an instrument when, and, you know, and like the set pieces moving, and like having to walk playing an instrument too was kind of an interesting challenge. And
but it was.
Yeah. But I think that was a challenge. And I think also just, you know, figuring out the right mood for the right time is always, you know, is always a challenge. But that's the most fun challenge, I think.
And you worked hand in glove with the director to bring all this together.
Yeah, it was a conversation between myself, David Auburn, and Scott Killian, who was the music supervisor. Yep. We went through a lot of different versions of things. Like we would try a number of different songs in any given spot, and kind of whittled it down over time to where we ended up.
and to me, though, that kind of effort, that's what makes these plays so outstanding. It isn't just thrown together to be a summer. I grew up when all of these places were summer stock.
Yeah, gotcha.
And now they're pretty much year round. And they're Broadway level performances. They really are. And
Yeah, the
go ahead.
No, it's just that's cool to hear. Yeah.
And I just really think for the folks that are watching and listening, a lot of effort has gone into this performance, Abe Lincoln in Illinois, to make it enjoyable, entertaining, and this is my word, captivating. Because I don't, do you know, and this is unfair to ask, but Ian, Evan, do you know if there's been music added to it in the past? I've done some research and I've never seen it where there was music.
You know, I'm not 100% sure the extent to which music was added. I think there was a the Lincoln Center production that they did have some, and
Okay.
I don't think it was as I could be wrong about this, but I don't think it was as integrated as this show
Okay.
is.
Yeah, because I did I've got research here all over the place. Look at I got it here there. And I didn't read anywhere where there was music injected into it. So I didn't even read it at the Lincoln Center. So I applaud the director, I applaud the produ I applaud everybody to have that vision to add music to enhance the performance.
I think it was a really cool idea for sure. And we got everyone in the cast involved in the music as well too, which was really, I think is really a special part of it. You know, not everyone in the cast are like regular performing musicians, but I think it really actually serves the show, and like it feels very human, you know, the presentation of it, I think.
And I think too that when you make that adaptation and everybody's bought into it, I don't know if you were on board when I was saying that it's very easy for the audience to sense when there's friction between actors, or an actor feels uncomfortable on a part. And this sounds to me, and what I've heard, people have seen it. It's just an amazing performance. It's just an amazing performance.
Yeah, I'm definitely blown away by all the performances in it. And everyone is such a beautiful person too, and I think that comes across in the performances.
You
And
don't.
yeah.
I will say this that you better be as interested in your fellow actors and be kind and courteous, or you won't be at the Berkshire Theater Group very much.
I think, yeah, it is, you know,
It's like a big family.
it is absolutely. And I think just spending this time together up here, like a lot of us are not from this area. You know, a lot of us live in New York, so we've been spending time together, and like the rehearsal process sort of brings you together. And yeah.
Is this your first time in the Berkshires?
I've been up here once or twice before. I contributed a little bit of music for a show. Gosh, it was probably 5 or 6 years ago. It was called Outside Mullingar.
I remember that. I saw that.
I think Karen Allen directed
Yes,
that
she
show.
did.
And yeah, so Scott Killian also worked on that show, and I contributed a little bit of music in the recorded in the recordings for the transition music on that. So I came up to see that, but this is the first, you know, like 2 month, you know,
Yeah, well, you know, enjoy it. Make sure you're, there's a lot of historical stuff here.
Yes, I still have, you know, now that the shows have started, we have our days before the show. So I plan to go to like the Norman Rockwell Museum.
Oh yeah, you have to see that. Go up to the top of Mount Greylock.
Yeah.
That again. And as you walk around Pittsfield, walk down the street from where you're at down to the downtown and stop and read the rocks on the way.
Cool. Oh, plaques, I absolutely
would. Plaques. Right up the street from you, right beyond the museum, there's a big rock. And there was a tavern there where they planned the raid on Fort Ticonderoga.
Wow.
Really a lot of history in this area. What do you, after this, what's up? Where do you go? What's next?
Well, I've in the background to doing this, I've been working on my own album of music, and it's finished, and I released two singles from it recently, and and pretty soon after the play runs, the full record will come out, and I'll start touring with it and having an album release show and things like that. So
let's do some free promo here.
Sure. I mean, it's under my name. It's Evan Dibbs. And the album is called Breathe to Break. It's a 9-song record that features my songwriting and guitar and banjo and mandolin, lap steel playing. So, yeah.
Oh, well, great. And where can they get it?
Anywhere you stream music.
Okay.
You know, Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, all those. And I will be getting vinyl records made as well.
Outstanding. Yeah, I got a collection. I must have from collective houses that have closed, my parents' house, my cousin's house, my sister-in-law. I must have 500 vinyl records.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Yeah. And it's amazing to me how it's come back.
It really has. Yeah. It's, I think people really enjoy the experience. It's so different than the streaming, you know, platforms, because it's like you listen to the full record. You have the art in front of you, the liner notes. And I think people still really appreciate that experience and get records to have that, you know, more physical in the room experience with music still.
I want to thank you for coming on. I want to wish you the very best with this performance, with your album. You know, my number, you can always get a hold of me or through Amy, and break a leg. I mean,
thank you so much.
This to me is, this is a play that I think can make your summer. It's because there's been so much. The actors are so good. The music, the insertion of the music to me, I don't know who thought of it, but they're brilliant people. They're brilliant actors. Evan's a brilliant musician. Please, please, please get down to the Unicorn and support it. I'm begging. And you know, we had the cultural desert here during COVID.
Mm.
It wasn't no Tanglewood, no theaters, no music barn, no anything.
Yeah.
And now we're trying to come back. And when I say we, because I'm vested in the arts in a lot of ways. And please become part of it. Show your, and I promise you this, once you see a live play, especially of this caliber, you'll see a lot more. Evan, man, thanks. I appreciate you coming on, and break a leg. And
thank you so much.
If I see you and I'm in the audience, that's if they left the restraining orders. David Atkins put a restraining order on me. I will shout out hello, and it'll be me because I'm the only one that makes that kind of scene. You are a good man, and keep me posted on the album.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Bill. I really appreciate it.
You bet, man. Hey, break a leg. All right, folks, I got a couple of other announcements that are things that are going on. You can sign off if you want. I mean, you don't have
awesome.
To hang.
Thanks. Awesome. Thank you.
And I just want to say, coming up July 21st is the Polish picnic at St. Joseph's Church. There'll be a live polka music. There's going to be Kittyland and Polish-American foods. It will be noon to 5 on the grounds of St. Joseph's Catholic Church in downtown Pittsfield. It's free admission. Please feel free to come and enjoy yourself. Bring a chair. Bring your lawn chairs. You can sit. If it's a nice day, sit outside. Enjoy the company. Enjoy the music. Enjoy the food. You know, we're all cooped up for a long time. And now let's get out. Let's breathe again. And be happy to be around people again. Because, you know, what you do for other people will come back and you'll be blessed 100-fold. The other thing that's coming up Saturday, June 29th, and this is a labor of love. Joe DeCicco lost his beautiful wife to cancer. They now are having the 4th annual all-day baseball game and women's softball. It's Saturday, June the 29th at Clapp Park, 9 a.m. to whenever. It's ages high school and up. All proceeds go to the Dana Faber Jimmy Fund. There's a $10 donation that includes you getting a T-shirt. If you have any questions or you want to sign up or whatever, I hope to see you there because I won't be playing, but I will be supporting. 518-390-2512. Joe DeCicco is a great guy, and he's doing this on his own. And again, all the proceeds go to the Dana Faber Jimmy Fund. And let's enjoy the summer. We're going to be cooped up a long time in the fall and the winter. So get outside, enjoy life, take a walk. And to all of you, and I mean this from my heart. Oh, I better say this. The views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. And they no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Peter Marchetti in the Mayor's Office, Peter White in the City Hall, in the City Council, and or anybody else. Have a wonderful day. God bless, and take care of each other. Believe me, if you help somebody out, you'll get it back 100-fold. Talk to you soon, and thank you for listening. Don't miss this play. And the Unicorn's not a big theater, so call, because it could easily get sold out. Take care.